Have you ever wondered what happens behind the scenes while a group is leveling up? Well, here you go. Here it is, the worst training montage of ever. All right, so we're going to pretty much... We're going to advance to 2 weeks. So, what are you guys? Is there anything you guys
training montage?
Is there anything? One, you guys are leveling up now.
Yes.
Is there anything you guys would like to do during this 2 weeks?
Fearfest.
To, you know, get ready. You are still, right now, you guys still are under siege, so. It's not like the orcs have just disappeared. They're still there. And, like any siege, they'll probably just do occasional attacks and.
Get more proficient with your fucking weapon.
Okay.
You, I'm looking at you.
You over there.
Yeah, actually, use your pistol.
Fucking kill you.
I don't even know if I know how to use it anymore.
Steve
forgot.
Steve's training with his pistol.
Again.
Again. It's because he hasn't renewed something in a while, so. That's why I haven't used it anymore.
How about, I'm using my animal handling. Because I'm riding around on a giant lynx and shooting a pistol.
Where are you getting this giant lynx?
The bag?
I'm holding.
It would be dead.
I mean, no, it had a bubble over it.
No, literally nothing in there.
There would still run out.
Nothing in there can breathe.
It had a scuba tank.
You'd have to prove to me that you want...
For how long?
You literally have to... You'd have to go get a sound clip of you putting an air tank in. You'd say, okay, put the air tank in there.
Cut that.
In the bag of holding.
Like, I'm going to cut that right there.
And send it right back to you.
Yeah, right back to him. I thought you were telling me to get a fucking heavy clip of lakes. I was already on YouTube.
So, no, none of that.
Every
no.
Now and again, you guys just haven't noticed the lynx pop 10 out of the bag, take a couple deep breaths.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that, man.
It could go. Was it a whale?
Steve found Dad and Patrick and fixed the tire on the go kart or whatever the fuck. Then she hasn't been coming with us.
She would be here. No, she would be. She'd be where the doors are. She'd be in Logan.
Pottsville.
God damn. She's where all the whole water is. But she'll never finish a race. She's shitting herself.
But I guess if there's really nothing you guys want to do,
I don't think we have anything all that important that we have to do.
Alright.
Get a rest.
Yeah, you guys will be rested off.
Get a rest then.
I don't know if you guys want to. I mean, if you guys just want to roll your hit die, hit points right now, so at least you have hit points. And
what do we do for that again?
It's
different
just your hit die?
Yeah, you just roll.
Just a hit die?
Yeah. It, yeah,
is it plus anything?
You'll add your constitution, but I think if you do it in the app, it automatically adds
it for you.
It automatically adds the constitution for you.
Right.
Go into, you'll go hit on manage. Go to the top. Edit levels. That works. And then go to manage HP. Go click on that. Put yourself 10. And then go to manage HP, that blue button there. And then whatever your hit points is, I don't know what it is for rogue. I'd say on there.
D10 plus it.
So just roll a D10. You don't have a plus 8, just roll for D10.
Yeah,
it's D10-8. Oh, yeah, you roll an 8. You roll, just roll D8. 10 D8 is what that is. But that's total. Like, if you were to start as a level 10 character, you'd roll 10 D8 to figure out what your hit points
are. Oh.
You roll one hit dice for every level you level up.
Which one's a 10?
6 plus your con, right?
Yeah, it does. It should do your con for you automatically. Once you just put it in, whatever you roll. And then we'll do the. If you're in that manage HP screen. and then you'll just enter it into rolled HP, just add it to whatever that number was. And if you roll a 1, you can re-roll a 1. You might split this and put it as a bonus towards the end. I'll put it at the end, where if anybody wants to listen to on the level up process that we decide to do in the middle of the session.
No, never before I do.
Well, I know if we were done at the end, all that would have happened, we had a level day up in there. Next time,
shit. I didn't choose either feet.
You probably could have done that at level 8.
Yeah.
You could choose a feed or an ability score for a minute. Yeah. You could have done that. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, it's like every 4 levels. 4, 8, 12.
One HP?
Maybe.
What'd you roll?
I didn't. I somehow, like, skim through it and speed something for me. That fucked up so much.
Oh, did you just up your level?
Yeah.
Alright, go back to the managed characters. If you up your level, it automatically...
It just goes up 1.
Yeah, it goes up whatever your constitution score is. Now you need to...
Go back into manage.
Yeah, then you go back into it, and then there's you hit that blue button, manage HP,
and just roll it. Was my D8?
It's safe there.
Yeah, I'll save it. Hit manage.
Up oh, D10. Holy fuck!
That blue button. Yeah.
And then so you have to buy a finish down on the point.
Yeah.
And
wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, oh, fucking three. Don't get the fuck out of here.
It's better than a 1.
Yeah.
You get to re-roll 1, so. But then you just get a 2.
Anyway, yeah. Then I would look my luck anyway.
Probably. Okay.
So, 79 is better than fucking anything else.
Good?
No, immune to disease and poison.
There you go.
Damn. I could hit you with that all day.
And we'll just do damage, that's it. Probably would miss.
And I got more movement speed, so I'm up to 60.
God damn, you fucking monk. That's ridiculous. Movement speed, key points, monks are just
crazy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I use a key point for this, for that, I want to abstract, you know. Ooh, I literally just sit there and say, so, you're fighting a rock, it's immune to poison, it has dark sense, it has dark vision, it's passive, you know. As resistance is spell, you know, magic resistance gets advantage on saving throws against spell and other magical effects. It's damage resistance to cold, fire, lightning, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical attacks. I think you guys all have magical. I gave you guys so I didn't have to worry about it. I never would pay attention to that.
I think at some point, my if it hasn't happened already, my hands become magical weapons just by themselves without any stuff. My damage just becomes magical for those purposes.
But I gave you those neutral wraps to do fire damage.
Yeah. Just does fuck.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, why not?
Training
my fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna have montage!
Yep.
That isn't really quick.
I'll probably, what I'll do is probably during this part, I'll try to like cut it to get rid of some of the awkward gaps. But I might not. Like this, I might get rid of.
At Eye of the Tiger.
But I will. I'll have to add something similar.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll listen to Eye of the Tiger, and then I'll.
Where Heart's on Fire.
And what I'll do is shit. I'll hum a crappy version of it. So that way, it's just a crappy parody of it. So then that way, it's not really them. And even if, I mean, I could just play it.
Just play it so that could be our season is it.
I will just play Eye of the Tiger.
So that's just going to be knocking on the door.
For this whole session.
Why don't you stuff
that? You could just join us.
Absolutely. Right, sit down. We already made you a fighter.
Yep. Here's your character sheet.
Takes the tavern brawler feet. So literally, you can use your hands. And I think they actually, it's like not as good as a monk. Like for using, because everyone else is literally, if you just punch somebody, like if you were to punch DP, this is whatever your strength is.
Yeah. Unarmed strike.
Unarmed strike. But I think a tavern brawl, you actually get to roll like 1d4 or 1d6. But you also could grab a bar stool and use it as a weapon. Everything's an improvised weapon.
I was just going to say improvised fucking weapons. Yep.
Everything good, Thompson?
Yep.
Alright. I guess I'll let Silver know that he can level himself up.
Next level, I'll become basically unkillable. If I go to zero, I can just spend a key point instead of one.
Well, I guess I will certainly have to try.
Because of my key, I can fucking speak every language known to man. And everything can understand me. I become Dr. Doolittle. The bats are totally falling. Yes!
Finally!
I'm getting my fucking bats.
Some crazy feats you can get at fucking. Like, if you go all the way to, like, level 20 with some of these classes, like, druids.
Wild shit.
Like, you get druids, like, you get arc druid, where you just don't age at all.
I'm just reading that. At 15, I no longer suffer the frailty of old age. I can't be aged magically, and I don't need to eat or drink.
Holy shit. This is a good thing I got one of those where I make you guys pay attention. Rations.
Yeah.
Are...
I pay attention to water skin and shit, but otherwise.
It should say at the top. That automatically just levels up on its own. It's probably +4 right now.
I might take a few defensive rules. Yeah. You're wielding offensive weapons.
Which you do frequently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to decide. Yeah.
If the other creature hits you with a melee attack, you can use your reaction to add a proficiency bonus to the AC, potentially causing the other to miss.
After you also go to level 4 and see if you can add another one, because you probably have multiple different things. You can add level 8. If you didn't know about it, it's probably level 4 and level 8 is where you can add. It's 40
minutes.
Let's
see.
You already did the ability store for level 4 there.
Oh, you just boosted abilities. You weren't going for feats at all, were you?
Well, level 4 he did. He boosted his dex to level 4, which is probably smart.
Probably. Yeah. But I'm going to probably take the defense duelist. So now not only do I have uncanny dodge, but I'll have this bullshit.
Well, hold on. The finesse weapon, that goes up your dex too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's okay. Also why he...
I don't know any of it.
So, how often could I do that?
That's 11.
Yeah, you did. You've done ability score for the two of them, for your wisdom and constitution.
With that, can I do this every time I'm attacked? So will I just be permanently adding my AC?
No, since you use your reaction, you pretty much you got the sides. You don't have
the blessing.
Pretty much on that. Yeah. You only can use that once per round. So say like you attack Lindsay Lohan, and then Lindsay Lohan goes and attacks you. You have a choice. You can use that, defensive duelist, or uncanny dodge, but then you can't use anything else.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
A lot of these can be expensive stuff.
Things you could do is sharpshooter, if you want to use your pistol more.
Tell me about it. You're not going to use it.
Where I think you subtract 5, and you subtract 5 from your hit, and you add 10 to the damage. But I think you also ignore 3/4. I think you ignore 3/4 coverage, which adds to the AC.
We hardly use that at all.
I don't use that at all. Like, someone was hiding behind the couch. And all I did was have, like, their head out. I'd be, like, 3/4 coverage, but if you get, like, an extra 5 to the AC, if they're squatted down.
We might get the whole Eye of the Tiger song.
Oh my god, yeah. It's deaf. I'm just gonna whatever.
Hearts on fire.
Let's go home run.
There it is. Mounted combat.
No.
Steven is Lynx.
You get to go catch one, tame it, and then ride it.
After this, if you want to try to catch a Lynx, we'll certainly try. And then you gotta convince it to be...
I can talk with animals. I just want to ignore it. And I'm not
going to translate. I think this would be a hilarious one to say, key mind.
Okay.
You can accurately recall anything you heard, seen in the past few months.
E equals MC Hammer. He remembers everything he did when he was drunk.
Like that, it's fucking stupid shit.
Yeah, I think you know exactly like what time of day it is, what direction you're going.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things.
Oh Jesus!
Oh Jesus!
Alert! You gain +5 bonus to initiative. You can't be surprised while you're conscious. Other creatures don't gain advantage on attack. Rolls against you as you're both being on
screen. Wow. That's pretty sweet.
That was a problem.
Thank you.
So since Steve's a rogue,
I realize my cost
always like semi-hit all the
time. You're a swashbuckler though, it's hardly a rogue.
I'm a rogue.
You're really high. I don't think you've hit him in a while.
I've like never hit.
You're not like,
I don't think I've ever
hit. You know like the other guy we had who was a rogue, he literally would hide for everything. Charged. He once tried hiding in a boat. Like a rowboat.
I disengage and hide. You're a fucking boat.
Where are you hiding at? Like, literally, where are you hiding?
That was fun.
Wait, that's two fucking actions, though. Disengage and then hide.
Does it count for a rogue?
Oh, they might get an extra one. You're right.
We don't get to disengage to count.
Yeah, that's one of those fucking feats.
It's like a free thing.
I forgot about that.
What's the point? They're like free things they get to do, like disengaging, hiding, and stuff like that. For everyone else, it's a bonus action. Disengage or hide. Or
They get to do extra shit. Disengage and hide. Not benefiting the party, but fuck them, that's why.
Alright, well, I guess while Steve T decides on what feat he has.
Hey, you guys move on.
I hope you guys enjoyed seeing a little behind the scenes of the leveling up process and this crappy training montage. As you wait for the next episode of Tales Cell Block 18 to find out how the party fares against the Baylor.